Australian Ninja Warrior returns this Sunday. We can start to feel a little bit bad about ourselves, Molly, with all these specimens that are going to be on show. One such specimen is one of our favourite ex-footballers, Shane Crawford. Good morning, Crawf.
David, Molly, Power FM, how good? Best station going around. Hey, I used to be a specimen. Now I just eat lots of donuts and cakes and lamingtons, and I enjoy that side of life away from the sporting field. But pumped for the Ninjas, though. They're incredible. Their lights, I don't think they eat a lot at all because they hang up in the sky, and I don't know how they do it, but they do.
Yeah, it's wild. Hey, I love that Damon's gone in with Crawf. I think I'm going to stick with Shane just because we haven't met. Is that okay?
When people call me Shane, that means I'm in trouble.
Oh, okay.
Shane, I'm like, oh, not Shane again.
Oh, no, okay.
It's not a very good name, Shane, really, when you think about it. It's Shane. I don't know what Mum was thinking.
Hey, Crawf, just before we talk about Ninjas, earlier this week, you, of course, were involved with Freeze MND. Now, you are no stranger to amazing feats of charity. You were dressed up, celebrating the Queen's birthday. What was it like to be involved with that?
It was great. Like Neil Danaher, who's front and centre to this charity Fight MND, he's a real inspiration because, you know, like when you think about it, the battle he's going on at the moment is, and then to still put yourself out there front and centre and still trying to, you know, help others and help find a cure, he's incredible. So it was nice to be a part of it. The water was chilly. Yes, it was nice and fresh, especially in Melbourne.
I bet.
And then chucking some water down and then chucking ice in there. But no, it was nice to be a part of. And I was just disappointed that the game couldn't be at the MCG because I just know that Melbourne really comes together on the Queen's birthday, not only because of the footy, but because it's a special day. But we'll look forward to next year, see how we go there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Ninja Warrior, gosh, it's quite the show, isn't it? It kind of reminds me of a more fancy version of True Grit. You know True Grit?
No, well, it's a more fancy, well, it's a modern day version of It's a Knockout.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
You know, I remember as a kid watching It's a Knockout, which just shows my age, but I used to love it, and they used to have the blow-up dinghies on the side of the pool, and they used to all get in there and paddle, whereas Ninjas, there's a bit more to it, and I think it's a classier version.
We are going to see a whole bunch of new obstacles in some of these runs this year. Do you, in commentary, like kind of look at the course, because contestants don't get to see it before they actually run it, do you go out and think, there is no way in hell anyone is getting past that thing?
Yeah, absolutely. And my role was virtually, I start with the Ninjas and I just follow them for their whole journey. So I get the best seat in the house, and I'm actually, believe it or not, I actually try to do some research on each obstacle before the show starts so I can have some idea of what I'm talking about or what it's actually called, even though I get it wrong all the time. But, you get under obstacles and think, I don't know how you can do that. I don't know how you can throw yourself at an angle and get yourself to this ledge, hold on, and then somehow flick yourself back. I'm like, you can't do that. But guess what? There's a reason the course is harder and bigger than ever this year, is because our Ninjas are the best in the world. So they look at this and go, oh, how good is this? This is like going to the show, you know, and seeing the big rides. They're like, oh, bring this on. And it's quite incredible to watch. And it's always the ones that you least expect. You think, oh, no chance. This guy's got no chance. He's got legs like toothpicks. And you think, no, no chance. And then all of a sudden you're talking to them at the end going, how on earth did you hit a buzzer? How on earth did you do that? So that's what I love about the show.
Yeah, that's the best part, isn't it? He's going on this journey with them all and seeing, you know, the improvements. We were just watching some clips of Olivia with that warped wall, and oh my God, she's a powerhouse.
One of my favourites. I know you shouldn't have favourites, but absolutely. I talk about girl power, but not only that, like she smashes some of the boys as well, or most of them. So she's, pretty much all of them, really, when you put it together. But she, she's a freak, really, with what she can do. And the great thing is she's inspired over the last few years because she's been doing so well on the show. She's brought so many more girls and new faces and women to the show because they want to have a go. And it's created this whole new wave of ninja out there. Not only the best male ones, but Olivia Vivian's been the real driving force behind that. And, I always hold my breath because, like, every time she has a run, she always makes a mistake or two. And you don't want her to go out. Go, come on, keep going, keep going. So you do. You virtually sit on the edge of your seat, you know, crossing your fingers and your toes, going, come on, get to the end, come on. So it really is a great, certainly a great ninja to follow.
Well, you're going to be able to cheer on the ninjas, as well as see Crawford on commentary, joined by Nick Kyrgios as well, which will be fascinating to watch. Sunday, 7 p.m. on 9 and 9 now. Mount Midoriyama bites back with Ninja Warrior. Shane Crawford, thank you so much.
No worries. I conquered Mount Midoriyama, so it's not that hard. All right? Although I use the stairs, to be honest.